For the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about some pretty serious movies. Watching Life of Pi, 1942, or The Last Supper is not the most cheerful way to spend an easy afternoon over the weekend. Well, the producers of Lost in Thailand couldn't have picked a better time. It is high time the Chinese viewers be presented with a decent comedy. I can't even recall the last time I shared a hearty laugh at a cinema. Not since Men in Black 3, perhaps, but that was half a year ago.
是我女朋友，是范冰冰啊，肯定就是我女朋友。
In this case, it is only natural that Lost in Thailand, being an above-average Chinese comedy, rakes in loads of money from Chinese viewers. The movie is a sequel to the 2010 box office success Lost on Journey and retains a similar storyline about a smart-looking businessman and a simple-minded companion on a journey of frustration and absurdity.
你是不是该吃药了？你咋知道啊？你咋知道啊？你咋知道呢？
The film is still led by a combination of Xu Zhen and Wang Baoqiang. The stark contrast in their characters is the major source of comedy. The mere presence of Wang works miracles for a comedy flick. But this time, their course is aided by Huang Bo from Crazy Stone in 2006.
我跟你认识不到24小时，没有任何交情，更谈不上朋友。我到泰国来是为了几个亿的合同，你知道吗？从现在开始不要跟我说一句话， OK？
你到底什么星座的？人格太分裂了。Huang
is a powerful actor himself, but his presence in this film is well controlled, so as not to cloud the chemistry between the leading Xu and Wang, and indeed, the three of them managed to keep the viewers entertained. I watched this movie during an early showing on Monday morning with scarcely more than 10 people, but laughter never died out in that showing. This is remarkable if you realize that this film is the debut for Xu Zhen as a director. The previous installment, directed by Ye Weiming, reproduced the annual diaspora of Chinese migrant workers during the Spring Festival. In contrast, Xu Zhen sets his story in the South Asian country of Thailand and offers us a taste of the country's exotic scenery and culture. You can't really blame the director for not showing the realities of China, since he delivered on a decent comedy, something we've all been waiting for a long time. Let's just wait for what more director Xu has to offer. Well, that's pretty much my thoughts on the film, minus the surprise ending, which I won't give away here. So, I'll give you my rating instead. Lost in Thailand gets a 6.5 out of 10.